Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
People have forgotten we were all created by the Creator and we were granted, not charged, borrowed, granted, given. Free and clear, given. It's called granted, the divine spark and free will. If you can have an offer put in front of you with a threat behind it and you accept it, whose fault is that?
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Crow 777. And in this one, we talk about the worst person or people of 2021 and potentially the worst people of all time. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options. You can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. I'm so glad you're back and I'm so glad we made it through 2021. And with 2022 bearing down on us at full speed, I thought who better to have back on than my longtime friend and truth teller, Crow from Crow777Radio.com. Crow, welcome back.
Hey, man. Thanks so much for having me on again, Sean.
Well, it's always a pleasure. You're one of my favorite guests. We're two compatriots. We're kindred spirits. We really, over time, I think, have come to conclude, at least I've come to conclude, that we think a lot alike, but sometimes you're a yard or two ahead of me, as may be the case with Donald Trump. A lot of people love that man, and he's really let a lot of us down by pushing this vaccine and calling it a miracle. So we'll talk about that in a second. We have a lot to talk about on this call. NASA pushing the alien agenda. We'll get to that in a minute. John Madden died Tuesday morning unexpectedly. That's the coaching legend from the NFL and the voice of the NFL to a large degree. One wonders if he took the vaccine. I bet he was fully vaxxed. And Fauci, well, we'll get to Fauci too. You know what I really wanted to ask you, Crow? Who would you say domestically was the worst person of the year? And then we'll talk internationally. Worst person of the year.
I'm a terrible person to ask that question to. I guess I don't even think I could narrow it down to one. And you've got to realize I never watch the news. So the people most minds would come up with, I may be oblivious to them, but the worst person, I don't know, whoever did the Corona kickoff, there's the worst person from my view.
Well, you're tracking with me there. I think that would probably be, to a large degree, Bill Gates. Of course, it was Bill Gates, Johns Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, I believe, that held event 201. And maybe that was in 2020. But shortly thereafter, of course, they gave us exactly what they had wargamed, and that is a worldwide pandemic. I would also add to the list Dr. Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins from the NIH. Those three are certainly three front-facing evildoers. But beyond that, you've got the Clinton family, of course. By the way, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are now both bashing Bitcoin, calling it a threat.
And they're related. Yep. And they're related. They're distant cousins from the same, I don't know, it's a Scottish blood, royal blood, I don't know. They're related, though.
That might bring us full circle right at the beginning of the conversation, which is at the root of all evil, it's central banking. And you have to look at the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller. You have to look at the House of Morgan. You have to look at all of these international banking families, which have owned these printing presses for generations. And we're told that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are the two richest guys on planet Earth. Give me a break.
Well, I guess I could insert something here. I'm with you. You know, these are very old families. Now you're getting beyond the bit players. I think I view the people you mentioned first as bit players, kind of. Some of them maybe a little bit more than that. But consider this. I didn't even know how many doctors that I respect that I've had on who have come in to say germ theory is nonsense. It can't be proven, and terrain theory would probably be closer. I've had doctors come on and call smallpox into question, call previous supposed plagues. I mean, if we know what we know about this supposed plague, what does that tell us about ones in the past? But if all that is bunk, think about what it means. What if smallpox could be shown to be nonsense? It would mean that every one of these things was a cue up for where we reside now, wouldn't it? To get the human mind to accept the idea that we could breathe on each other, touch each other, and die, these kinds of ideas. And when you start to look at it in that way, this has been going on much longer than I've been alive, much longer than my grandparents been alive, if you want to be honest about it.
Right. It's been going on for generations. And that's the part of the story that I really want to impress on listeners, especially new listeners. You're told that a guy with singular vision and one generational wealth is one of the richest guys on the planet. A guy who started a website, Bezos, Amazon.com, or Elon Musk, who, by the way, I just saw a gripping piece by my friend Greg Reese about Elon Musk. That guy is a charlatan from the ground up. Do you know that he basically stole Tesla from the inventor of Tesla?
The executive team successfully petitioned to fire Musk while he was away on vacation. Part of Musk's resignation agreement stipulated that all references to founders of the company will be removed from their website, allowing Elon to claim credit, which so far is all he has ever achieved. Peter Thiel then rebranded the company as PayPal, went public, and sold to eBay for $1.5 billion. Elon made $180 million for the deal, which he then invested into Tesla, SpaceX, and failed company SolarCity. Elon falsely claims to be the founder of Tesla. Tesla was founded in 2003 by Mark Parpening and Martin Eberhard, who developed the Tesla Roadster. When Tesla Motors began looking for venture capital, they approached Elon Musk, who had the fake credibility as PayPal's co-founder. Musk joined with the condition that he be named chairman of the board. In emails, Musk was upset that the media was not giving him credit for Tesla Motors and went after Martin Eberhard, replacing him as CEO. He then forced Eberhard out of the company and rewrote the company's history to have himself listed as an original co-founder. Martin Eberhard, the man behind the Tesla Roadster, was promised the first Roadster off the assembly line, but Musk screwed him over on that as well and sent that car into space.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly.
So who is Elon Musk? Elon describes his father as being an evil, abusive man. His father, Errol Musk, has been accused of being a pedophile and fathered a child with his stepdaughter, who is 42 years younger than him. This spoiled, narcissistic failure, son of accused pedophile, wants to put computer chips in everyone's brain so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. His girlfriend is now bragging how this could all lead to a communist utopia. And strangely enough, former Nazi and head of NASA, Wernher von Braun, predicted a man named Elon would conquer Mars in a 1952 novel that he wrote. Which is odd, because NASA has partnered with Elon SpaceX to work towards colonizing Mars. Elon Musk, like everything else in today's modern society, is a fraud, a fake genius, just like fake philanthropist Bill Gates, and his fake vaccines. Brought to you by the fake news. Here's a pro tip for dealing with the mainstream media and all of pop culture. Assume it's a lie and research everything. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, he's an actor as well, right? We can prove that he's an actor. And the moment you do that, how do you ever know if he's playing a part or being serious? You can't, right?
Well, that's right. And the point I want to make is that we're told these guys are the richest men on earth with one generation of wealth based on their own ideas.
That's a good point.
Well, compared to the House of Rothschild,
right,
that has owned the fiat printing presses going back, well, till 1913, but they had two charters for the central bank of this country, two 10-year charters prior to that. And these people, oh, by the way, I've got a good one for you. I mentioned this in an interview. You know those Kingsman movies? There's a new one out called The Kingsman.
And then the subtitle of which
escapes me. I took my kids to that. My teenage kids wanted to go see that. So we saw it the other day. And what I want people to know about that film, if you haven't seen it, is go see it and take somebody you love who doesn't understand what Crow and I are talking about and tell them, instead of the boogeyman, the bad guy in that movie being a rogue Scottish madman who's pissed off about British colonialism, substitute that guy for the House of Rothschild in their intelligence networks, and then watch that movie, because it plays out all of the history and all of the contrived evil wars like World War I and all of the assassinations like Tsar Nicholas of Russia and his family. It shows all of it, but it blames it on a rogue Scottish guy as opposed to the Rothschilds. And I whispered to my son during that film, substitute that guy for the Rothschilds, and this movie's pretty much spot on.
Well, I kind of appreciate, you know, at first you're kind of doing the worst person in the world thing. I think when I first heard that for the first time is about when I never watched news again. But when you get to the central banks, you are, in fact, at the root of Lord knows what percentage of the worldwide problem. And in that, I did episode 120 on crow777radio.com. The first hour is free to everybody, by the way. And I titled it, If You Are Red or Blue, You Really Do Not Get the Gist of Things. And why would I make such a bold statement in a title? For the simple reason that anyone can go look up the governor of the Central Bank of England back in the day when our banking system was being formed, Montagu Norman. He comes to this country, I forget, I think it was the 20s, 24 sticks in my mind. I don't know if I've got it right. Montagu Norman, the governor of the Central Bank of England, in the 20s, pretty sure, comes to talk to all the American bankers. He gives a speech, and anyone can look up the speech. In the speech, he basically says, we've succeeded. We've created the left and right paradigm. Now we can force the masses to fight about things of no importance while we take over the world, basically. And once you comprehend at that level, it's a reset. Because for a lot of us, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? That's not true. Those are not the things I believe in. But then when you get back to reality, there it is. In black and white, the words are not even minced. And who's he talking to? All the bankers of this country. So I'm with you, Sean. If you want to go to the root of as much problem as you could uncover, I think I'm with you. It's central banking.
Well, I'm so glad you said that. I have a soundbite I want to play for you from the Bank for International Settlements, Augustin Karstens. Now, before I play this, guys, and these people are unrelenting, Crow, before I play that soundbite, do you recall that Monty Python movie featuring the great John Cleese as a waiter feeding a very obese man who couldn't eat another bite? Well, that scene reminds me of this guy from the BIS. It's only wafer thin.
Finally, monsieur, a wafer thin mint.
Bah.
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one.
Now, fuck off, I'm full.
Oh, sir. Hmm? It's only a wafer thin.
Well, I couldn't eat another thing. I'm absolutely stuffed. Bugger horse.
Just one.
Just one.
Just the one. Yeah. Voila. Bon appétit.
Forgive me, friends, if that's a little bit tasteless, but the point is these international criminal bankers, their hunger can't be quenched. Their thirst can't be quenched for blood of children. I swear to God, for all of the things that are most nefarious and evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Here's the one and only Augustin Carstens from the Bank for International Settlements saying they want total control and they will get it.
Aren't our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
Could you hear that all right, Crow?
Yeah, I could ask a simple question. Who the hell made you Lord God Bufu, Emperor of the World, and gave you the authority to track every transaction? But that's in fact where they're wanting to head, isn't it, Sean? And there will come a day when we don't hold paper if they get their way. And on that day, we will have lost more freedom than any time I'm aware of in the history of human beings.
Yes, and the answer to your question is Rothschild. Okay, you'll recall that Rothschild...
He doesn't care who's king or queen because he runs the bank. Basically, it doesn't matter who's in charge because I'm in charge.
Yeah, I care not who runs a country as long as I control the nation's money supply, and I control the nation's money supply. Yep, so that's the story. By the way, the Rothschilds are very, very proud, at least they were in the early 1900s, about the history of their wealth, and they made a movie featuring Boris Karloff called House of Rothschild, in which they revisit all of those things that they did to create their trillions of dollars, including the Battle of Waterloo, when they found out that Napoleon had lost, but they sold and sold and sold into the market, all stocks, all bonds, creating the illusion that Napoleon had won and England was finished. They caused a cascading event, causing everyone to sell in a panic. And then they bought up pennies on the dollar, and they brag about it in that movie. That's actual history. They don't want you to know about now, though.
All right. I'll keep on saying that till you stop.
You're creating something like a panic on the exchange, sir.
I know.
Well, there's a couple things I could add there. Firstly, when we talk about the central banks, it's not trillions and trillions of dollars. It's unlimited wealth. There is no specie or value, intrinsic value, connected to what we call cash anymore. And the way they're going, we did an episode on Jason's Secrets of Saturn some time ago, where they took the white paper from the digital dollar push from the central bank. Two of the things in that, I think one of them was it'll be nearly impossible to have a savings account. The other thing is it'll be nearly impossible to inherit or transfer wealth to the generation underneath you. And the thing about this is, once they disconnected any idea of gold or specie behind that, they opened up a door that has been the quick slide to where we are. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but this is the dream of crypto. Part of the dream that's built into a digital dollar. And so I'm not talking about Bitcoin, or I'm talking about when digital money gets the front seat, because the central bank won't tolerate any competition. Everybody knows it. But what will happen at that point is we will all have agreed that wealth does not equal value. And that's part of what they're planning out. And do they get there? I don't have a crystal ball, but I can sure as heck see the writing on the wall. And I don't think it should be lost. It is not trillions or gazillions or bamillions, whatever you want to say. It is unlimited. They can hit a keyboard any day of the week and produce any number any day of the week.
And that's what they've been doing, too, with these most recent bailouts. On the back of COVID, they've printed absolute trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into existence. digitally printed, I should say. And, you know, as it relates to Bitcoin, I should mention my friend David Morgan, the silver guru. Head over to David Morgan's website, guys, if you want to learn about Bitcoin and maybe who was behind it, according to him and his research and others. Multi-part series David Morgan put together that does point to the fact that some potentially nefarious people and organizations were behind the creation of Bitcoin.
Perfect. I'm glad you said that.
Well, and look, here's the thing. We don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto was. Was that one real person? Was that a pseudonym for DARPA? Was that the CIA? Was that a bunch of cypherpunks that really had their hearts in the right place? Was it a combination of all of these things? I don't know. I don't know for sure that David Morgan knows. But what I do know and what David Morgan does know, and you know, is the Bank for International Settlements, Augustin Karstens, thinks human beings are the enemy and human beings shouldn't have access to private transactions via cash. So now they're coming after our cash. And you're right. If they get us on their digital plantation with a central banking currency, a digital currency from the central bank, it's game over. That is Mark of the Beast technology. They don't like your politics. You don't get to buy or trade. You don't get to buy or sell. Welcome to the Mark of the Beast. Welcome to hell.
Let me point out some just common logic that can help people with crypto. And the problem here is times are tough. People who are intelligent and tuned in, yeah, you can make money at crypto. The question here is, does that fit spiritually where you are in this world? And there was just an apt crossover to Revelation. If it goes full tilt and we go digital money, the thing I would say here is when something is built in the world, we can know who built it. If there's a new car, we know what color it is. We know how many doors. We know the engineer who designed it. We know the company who sold it. So when you start talking about crypto and there's some magical nonsense that nobody's quite sure of, it's nefarious. In this world, when something is legitimately invented, you can know who did it and you can know everything about it. And if you don't, and if there's mystery and enigma, you're looking at something nefarious. And before we get too far in the interview, Sean, I'd like to offer what I consider to be help to people who may be having a tough time in their workplace, just to remind you.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. Something's just not adding up, is it? Stocks are at record highs, but the government just borrowed another $5 trillion. They say inflation is transitory, but it's officially now at 6.8%, with some analysts saying it's closer to 9 or 10%. How much did your wages go up? How about the price of gas or electricity? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold will help you avoid the worst of this. And this month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. And you can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, back to our conversation. Oh, absolutely. More evident than ever before. And I think what Crow is alluding to is Agent F, Agent Y, and Agent Z. These are the code names for guests he's had on. People that have had to some degree, remain anonymous as they reveal the horrors happening in hospitals and workplaces. There's documents that will help you and help those that you love get out of these offers for a vaccine and get out of these other offers, which are sure to ensnare you and harm you. Again, Fauci admits mandates are mechanisms to get more people vaxxed, and that demon wants vaccines, mandatory vaccines for domestic flights.
A vaccine requirement for a person getting on the plane is just another level of getting people to have a mechanism that would spur them to get vaccinated. Namely, you can't get on a plane unless you're vaccinated, which is just another one of the ways of getting requirements, whatever that might be. So, I mean, anything that could get people more vaccinated would be welcome.
Right. Dr. Fauci is a face of evil. But before we go there, I just want to anchor this conversation to some degree, Crow, in the spiritual attack on humanity. Let me do a screen share because I think this really sums it up. Heaven's above the nerve of these people because they are the heavens above. They don't want you to know that, but heaven's above. NASA enlists priest to prepare for an alien discovery. Now, listeners of this show and yours are probably well aware of NASA Project Bluebeam. That would be an orchestration of a fake alien invasion. I believe they have the technology to pull all of that off. But regardless, NASA wants to enlist a priest to help prepare humanity to learn about an alien discovery. You think that's as preposterous as I do, Crow?
Right now, the only thing that's allowed this whole world takeover to happen is fear. Fear has been the main tool. And what they're doing here is, it's not so much about your local scary news that they did for years and years. Now they've got to reach all around the world. So these alien ideas or a rock from space, these are the types of things that will need to be employed to generate worldwide fear. And this is preposterous. We didn't even go to the moon, and you can demonstrate it. And they have privatized everything as quickly as they can, because when it becomes so evident as to be undeniable that NASA lied, did Lord knows what with all the money they claim they had, that's going to be long gone. And private corporations are going to be in charge of so-called space, because you can't sue a private corporation. Those are trade secrets, right? Unless they break the rules of corporation. This is all a bridge too far, and it smacks of queuing up for a blanket of fear to be tossed over the whole world with some nefarious made-up tale.
Yeah, and one of their other made-up tales that are meant to cause fear, invented by the Club of Rome, is climate change, environmental change, global warming, global cooling. You know, they did used to, by the way, call this global cooling. They warned the world about another ice age back in the 70s and 80s, I believe. And then they switched that to global warming. And then you had that puppet of these same people we've been discussing, Al Gore, come out with his documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, with a hockey stick chart. None of that has come to pass. None of it. He predicted by now New York City, Manhattan would be partially underwater. None of it has come to pass, but the fear-mongering remains, Crow.
It's unbelievable. But, you know, even though we can point at these people and know that they have bad intent, which tells us who they are, what does it say about a world that's so easily frightened, like a child in a dark room? We need to get back to common sense. And one of the ways that we lost common sense is we were separated from the creation. This is illustrated in one way with the idea of pagans. Those were people who lived close to the creation, nature. And those were not easy people to fool, so they shamed them. They did it again with April Fools. Those were people who refused to change the new year to January because they knew it was in spring. So on April 1, they were still celebrating the new year, so Rome shamed them until they got their way, and that just became some stupid day where we do tricks, because they did a trick to change our calendar. These things over and over and over in history require that people can be shamed into submission or scared into submission. And at this point, if you still got the news on, you're not doing yourself any favors. Do you have the tools to determine the intent of what's being beamed at you 24/7? But as we get through, I'd like to offer people some help. Sean, I just want to keep it on the burner, because a lot of people were threatened with their livelihood. They were coerced into taking medical procedures they didn't want. So when we wrap this, just give me a little bit of time to get that in.
Well, let's do that now. I'll do another screen share, because it really is the elephant in the room, this fear-mongering over COVID and the push for vaccines. You know, I mentioned the fact that Donald J. Trump still is proud of Operation Warp Speed. He did an interview with Candace Owens where he calls these vaccines a miracle. We don't have to go too deep into that area of politics, but there are a lot of people, Crow, I will tell you firsthand, who are extremely pissed off at Trump and are now ready to essentially sever that relationship with that man if he's going to continue to push these vaccines. Now, here's Rand Paul. Thousands are dying every month because of Fauci's obsession with pushing vaccines. Now, here's the thing. Crow, many of the people listening can be helped. Many of the people listening to you and me right now don't want these things, refuse to take these things. And those that have taken these things, in some cases, sure wish that they hadn't, and they won't take the booster. They won't take any more jabs. Now, there are other people that aren't listening to this thing. And I don't know what percentage of the population it is. Maybe you could venture a guess. Is it 30%, 40%? Is it as much as 50% of the population that will do anything that they're told? Because just a little anecdote, My wife is the director of a program, and so she has some people that report to her. And one of the young people that report to her is a female in her mid-20s who took both vaccines and the booster and now can't figure out why she's felt sick again, went and got a COVID test, tested negative, still felt bad. A few days later, went and got another COVID test, self-administered, and now she's positive and she has to quarantine for 5 days according to whoever's math. The point is that these people, and I said to my wife, my God, and you warned these people. My wife has warned these people. Do your research before getting vaccinated. These people don't listen. And this young woman who took this thing, fully vaxxed with a booster, does not know that what I'm about to say is true. Even if you take the quote unquote vaccine, the mRNA gene therapy, you can still get the quote unquote virus and you can still transmit the quote unquote virus to others. It offers no real protection, but these people just do what they're told, Crow. What percentage of the population do you suppose it is that's like that gal I just described?
This is the problem with the era where we have no control over information. I suspect that it hasn't gone nearly as well as they'd hoped, but I also suspect that it's got a lot further than it ever should have. The point is, people have forgotten. We were all created by the Creator, and we were granted, not charged, borrowed, granted, given, free and clear, given. It's called granted, the divine spark and free will. If you can have an offer put in front of you with a threat behind it and you accept it, whose fault is that? I'm just asking. And so if people go away or bad things happen, yeah, a terrible, terrible thing was done. But are we adult human beings or are we not? Are we children in a square, in a dark room? So I just want to lay that down. But I, you know, part of what's so frustrating about this, Sean, is we have covered, I don't even know how many people that we call them agents because they can't put their name out for fear of retribution at their workplace. But we've done a number of agents. It all started with Agent J, who wrote a document of declamation as if she had a divine angel on her shoulder. When you read this document, it is hard to imagine anyone will ever read it and try to go against it. And this carried on and carried on. We just did Agent F episode. We did an Agent Y and Z episode. So on Agent F, which is, write this down, episode 375.5. All the point fives are member-only episodes. And I'm sorry about that, but we have to do what we can to maintain free of censorship. So Agent F in episode 375.5 was a hospital worker who used all the tools we'd been covering to decline the vaccine at threat of loss of his job. He had a checkmate in one move. He just didn't know it for two more moves, but he knew what he was going to do. He did it. He stuck to the plan. He now has a successful lawsuit. And get this, the COO who was put in to scare him into a submission has been removed from the hospital system. The whole hospital changed its way they're doing it. Instead of threatening everyone every year, the whole language is, well, you can do this if you want, but you have rights. I mean, it changed everything for like thousands of people who work at these places. And so what I'm telling you is if you're an adult and you stand up for your rights and you know how to do it, which we can help you with, you'll be fine. And if you aren't, you can walk away and sue for a few million dollars, at least as long as the court systems are running. And by the way, everything we've seen has told us that the legal system is still in place. We have seen no kind of blatant mismanagement at a level. Well, with the exception, Agent F put a bar grievance against the attorney for the corporation, and the bar grievance place took his grievance and said, yeah, we're in charge of bar grievances, but not for COVID. Sorry, guys, that's not how it works. A bar grievance is a bar grievance. Point is, he put in one affidavit and he'd already won. He did two more steps and it was game over, and the entire establishment changed how it was trying to coerce and scare and force what they wanted onto the population. I have not covered a single person who stood up properly who did not succeed. And so, Sean, maybe you can post Rose's email address when this goes up. We have a complete package with all the documents, and we have every episode listed out if you need to know what to do or how to do it. And not only that, we'll give you groups that have formed to help each other in these so-called legal matters. But basically what it comes down to is a living man or a living woman standing up for their rights and forcing the system to recognize.
Yeah, absolutely. And fantastic information. Now, you and I have covered Agent J, I believe, in a past broadcast. But guys, Agent F, Agent Y, and Agent Z, the information all featured in episode 375.5. And I will leave Rose's email below. Rose is on Crow's team, and Rose cares so much about all of you that she's willing to take the bombardment of hundreds of emails, because the last time we did this, I think she did get hundreds of emails, and it took
her a week,
a week or two to get through them all. But you can email Rose and request the whole package, including the latest package with info used by Agent F, Y, and Z. And she will be happy to get that information into your hands via email. Friends, we're all in this mess together. Now, they don't want you to know that. They want to divide and conquer all of us on the basis of sex, sexual orientation. Are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you kept down by the patriarchy as they destroy our families? I mean, God forbid we have families with a mom and a dad who stay married and raise the kids outside of the public learning institutions, the institutions of non-learning. All right, friends, I want to do one more thing before we say goodbye to Crow, and this undoubtedly will spark some thoughts from Crow, but this is the latest warning from Archbishop Vigano. Dear American people, dear friends, for 2 years now, a global coup has been carried out all over the world, planned for some time by an elite group of conspirators. Boy, that's the right word, isn't it? It's not a conspiracy theory, friends. These are conspirators, by an elite group of conspirators enslaved to the interests of the international high finance. It's exactly what we've been talking about, Crow, the international bankers. Vigano says, this coup was made possible by an emergency pandemic that is based on the premise of a virus that has a mortality rate almost analogous to that of any other seasonal flu virus, on the delegitimization and prohibition of effective treatments, and on the distribution of an experimental gene serum, which is obviously ineffective, and which also clearly carries with it the danger of serious and even lethal side effects. I'm going to put up the screenshot from the FDA. They knew those side effects. They knew those side effects before they gave this thing emergency approval, friends. These aren't side effects, they're effects, effects which include death. Vigano writes, we all know how much the mainstream media has contributed to supporting the insane pandemic narrative. The interests that are at stake and the goals of these groups of power are reducing the world population, making those who survive chronically ill, and imposing forms of control that violate the fundamental rights and natural liberties of citizens. And yet, 2 years after this grotesque farce started, which has claimed more victims than a war and destroyed the social fabric, national economies, and the very foundations of the rule of law, nothing has changed in these policies of nations and their response to the so-called pandemic. Friends, I'll try to remember to leave the link below so you can read this entire warning from Archbishop Vigano. But Crow, we're going to wrap up where we began. It's all the international criminal banking cabal, as demonstrated by the BIS's own Augustin Carstens. These people are demonic, and they will never get their full. There is no filling these people up. They want it all. They want everything, including all human beings under their domain.
Well, I have had some pretty high up people send me clips of the man that you just quoted. He's very high up in the Vatican. I'm not sure, but he's like close even to the Pope. And for some reason, he's found his humanity. But here's the thing. Each one of us is a living man or a living woman, if we choose to be. The Creator granted us the divine spark and free will. And if we don't use our free will, can you argue that you deserve it in some way? You've got this thing that you don't use, and the first person who tries to push you around, you give it up, like so many pennies in an offer gone bad. Everyone needs to realize that they have rights, and everyone needs to realize that if you stand up for your rights in a proper way, I have yet to see a fail. And lastly, I'd like to wish everybody, as we clear 21 here and head into the master builder number 22, hint, 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 I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. And thanks for having me on, Sean.
It's my pleasure. I know that you have a mother who is not doing very well that you care for, and it's my hats off to you, Crow, for being a great son and caring for your mom. So we will let you go here a little bit earlier, a little bit sooner than I'd like, but I really do appreciate you, and I wish you a happy new year, health and happiness to you and your mom, Crow.
Oh, I'll add one more thing, Sean. My mother is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, by the way. But the latest thing that has really helped with the mental acuity is a simple thing. It's activated vitamin B12 lozenges. I give her 3 a day, and I have seen a difference for all those who are, so many of you are going to be out there struggling with the same things because of what's been done to us. Anyhow, thank you so much, Sean.
All right. Very good. Thank you for that information. The one, the only Crow 777. Guys, it's crow777radio.com. Check it out. Subscribe so you can listen to 375.5 in its entirety. And we appreciate you, Crow. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate all of you. A very happy new year to you and yours. God bless you and your family. And for real news, friends, 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. Before we part ways, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
It's a slow poisoning of the population, Sean. It's been going on for a long time, but this is a dramatic acceleration of it. The vaccines are inducing the production of a toxin, the most toxic part of the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine is a toxin, the spike protein. And people are lining up to get this and they're excited and posting on social media that they're going to get their third and soon their fourth booster. My God, you know, wake up, people.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.